You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
I am. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome into the gym class here at KGYM on this Thursday, the 8th of October, here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, 12 feet away or so here in the studio. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour as your local programming block getting underway. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will come your way at 4 o'clock, and that will take you up to 6 o'clock tonight. We've got baseball and football coming your way this evening. We'll start everyone off with baseball. It'll be Game 4 of the American League Divisional Series between the New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay with a 2-1 lead in that particular series, and then following the conclusion of that, everyone will head out to the National League Division Series. Can the Dodgers close out their National League Western Division brethren, the San Diego Padres, tonight as they lead it 2-0? And we'll join up with that game. And that will be on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM because on 107.5 FM, the Jim OT, and 106.3 FM coming up tonight, it'll be Thursday night football from Westwood One as Mark Dukes, the Chicago Bears, we'll take on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight at 7 o'clock. Are you confident?
Of what?
A Bear victory.
Not in the least. After seeing that offense snooze through that Indianapolis game, I feel fairly good about the defense. But this is a good Buccaneer team with Tom Brady and the weapons he has around him and an excellent defense. And I think the Bucs are 3.5-point favorite. I'm not going to play this game because my favorite team is involved in it. But seems a little low to me.
A little low, you think? All right. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. As far as it's concerned, as far as the Bears game is concerned tonight, one of the National League Divisional Playoffs is just about all but over. And the Miami Marlins with a terrific performance against the Cubs in the wild card series, but they left their bats in Chicago because down 2-0, the Marlins are down 7-0 right now in the bottom of the fifth inning to the Atlanta Braves, as Atlanta looking to close out that series and win it 3-0. And Braves are playing darn good baseball right now.
They are, and you know what? Maybe I haven't been paying attention, but the Braves, nobody really talks about the Braves. I mean, it's a lot of it's the Dodgers in the National League, and rightfully so. This is a good team.
It is.
With Acuna and Albies and Freeman and right on down the line. If Atlanta can pitch, it's got a shot. And as you mentioned right now, about to close things out on the Marlins. So interested to see how Atlanta does going forward. They're fun to watch.
They are. And they're young, too, for the most part. They have a few veterans, obviously. But, boy, they got some terrific, terrific young players as far as – you know, position guys that are going to be around for a while. Braves, while they aren't America's team probably anymore, those who grew up in the 80s know what I'm talking about. That was the moniker for TBS back in the day when they used to show Atlanta Braves baseball. Pretty much every game mm-hmm. of Atlanta Braves baseball. America's team. And they're getting back. They had a couple good years with Dale Murphy and those guys back then, but they also had Biff Prokhorova and teams of the ilk back then
nice,
as well.
Nice, nice.
You like how I brought out Biff Prokhorova today? 319-366-1600. Plenty to get to on the show. We are hoping to get caught up with Jeff Johnson of the Gazette, but he is down in Iowa City with other members of the media awaiting Kirk Ferentz to head up to the dais and talk. It's the end to the pseudo-media days in Iowa City over the last 3 days. You went offense, you went defense, and I believe every coach in the world is up there today talking and giving updates on their position, their particular position. Had a few more revelations, if you will, today. I don't think revelations is the right word. A few more explanations, I guess, that we will get into coming up in a moment. But Kirk is going to close things out, and if he ends up in good shape time-wise before 4 o'clock, we'll get Jeff Johnson on to talk about what the Hawkeye head man and the assistant coaches all had to say out there. So hoping to get him on and talk a little bit about the final Friday night of high school football tomorrow.
Yeah, parade of assistant coaches today meeting the media and just following along to the various beat writers. Jeff Johnson covering the Hawkeyes right now as Mark Morehouse is taking some vacation time. But Jeff covering today, hopefully get him on. But Brian Ferentz, always very popular at the podium. And Raymond Brathwaite, who is strength and conditioning coach now that Chris Doyle has parted ways with Iowa. Brathwaite said very interesting quote, that was a very difficult situation for everybody involved. I've been close friends with Chris Doyle since 2002, and I have never heard him make a racial comment. Of course, Doyle was a target of more than one player during the summer as it led up to a variety of an investigation and some changes made in the Iowa football program. And Brian Ferentz, who I mentioned, started out his address with an apology, saying that, you know, if he ever offended anybody, he apologized and didn't intend for that to happen. And if anybody was uncomfortable, that's not right in his mind. So there was that. There was a depth chart put out that is not entirely accurate because, for example, it had Coy Kronk, number two, at the right tackle position behind Mark Kellenberger. And it was one of the coaches mentioned today that Kronk probably would be the starting right tackle if things started today. So the punter's situation is up in the air. Ryan Gersondi is back. Nick Phelps, a walk-on from North Dakota State. Troy Taylor, the Aussie. Apparently all doing very well, but nobody has put their neck out just a little bit further than the others. So Todd Brommelkamp at today's news conference, and we'll present some audio during his show with Alex Kuhn.
Yeah, we got the depth chart, as you mentioned. If you'd like to comment, Iowa football, we'd love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. Nothing too major out there. You talked about the offensive line a little bit. The guard positions are a little bit muddied as of right now, but Cody Ince, the young man out of Wisconsin, along with former North Lynn star Kyler Schott, penciled in there right now. Noah Fenske is in there as well as in the two deeps. The redshirt freshman, 307-pounder out of New Hampton, the former Chickasaw. Spencer Petras is listed as solid number one. Alex Padilla at number two. You got three running backs listed. Iowa is very, very strong at the running back spot with Tyler Goodson, Makai Sargent, and Ivory Kelly Martin. You can't forget about Ikam has been around forever, and he's still a junior. Keith Duncan, of course. Time to play Meet Your Fullbacks, ladies and gentlemen, because it's always fun and interesting. Right now, number one on the depth chart is the former walk-on, Monty Potabom, out of the terrific program way up in far northwestern Iowa, in Wood and Larchwood in that area. He is from the Larchwood area.
It's a West Lion.
West Lion. Yeah, the West Lion Wildcats, a really strong program. Send a lot of guys to the Dakotas, and a few, LeVar Woods, of course, played at West Lion. And Monty Potterbaum was a terrific player, former walk-on, 6'1", 244-pound sophomore. He is listed right now as the number one fullback on the depth chart ahead of Turner Palisard, who is a sophomore out of Lincoln Way East in the Chicago suburbs. So there you go. Those are fullback names,
ladies
and gentlemen.
You have numbers for those guys?
Yes, we do.
We're going to need those.
38 is Potterbaum, and Palisard is number 40.
Okay.
They are number one in your heart, though. Fullback, always a very important spot. As far as the defense is concerned, not a lot of things that jump out at you, really. Van Valkenburg from Michigan, a senior right end, is listed. Austin Schulte from Pella in there at a right tackle. Three left tackles are listed, led by Davion Nixon. And then Chauncey Golden, Chauncey Goldston, pretty much anchored at that left end. And Jack Campbell is your middle linebacker right now, with Nick Neiman on one side and Barrington Wade on the other side. And Iowa very, very solid in the secondary right now, with Hankins and Brents at one corner, and then also with Moss at the other corner. Jack Kerner, some very candid things that he had to say about his boating accident that he was involved in over the summer. And like I said, that's your depth chart right now. Not a lot of big-time things that jump out at you, but I'm sure that it is a little liquid, as you said.
Fluid, for sure. No doubt about that. And Petrus trying to, I think it was Brian Ferentz, maybe comparing him to Nate Stanley, perhaps in response to a question, and said so Petrus is a little more gregarious, outgoing than Nate Stanley. We've heard the stories about Nate Stanley never stepping foot downtown, at least during football season, during his Iowa Hawkeye career. But, yeah, these things are going to change. It's a starting point, and they probably already have changed. But interesting to talk football.
It is very interesting to talk football. 319-366-1600. 66-65, who's in depth chart at linebackers? I missed it. Jack Campbell is listed number one right now, middle linebacker, the sophomore out of Cedar Falls. Neiman is at one backer, and Barrington Wade at the other linebacker.
Yeah, and that's in the base defense, because I was going to go to a 4-2-5
on
certain situations, the cash position, and I don't know if that cash position is listed.
Well, it is. It's Leo and Cash.
Okay.
A very fine musical duo that they were. but Barrington Wade is when they go to the linebacker spot.
Leo Sayers and
Johnny
Cash?
Oh, no, not Leo Sayer. Do not put Leo Sayer and Johnny Cash together.
All I could think of.
I know. 319-366-1600 is Iowa football talking. Kirk Ferentz talking. You mentioned Brian talking today as well. He came out, had a very strong opening statement, I thought, today, giving a listen to that, and just what he had to say. He apologizes if he came across wrong and offended anyone. He said they have reevaluated the goals of the program a little bit, and he went on to say that things are, he believes, stronger and better as far as the Hawkeye program is concerned right now. And I'm sure Kirk is probably echoing those sentiments probably as we speak.
He's saying don't read too much into the depth charts, which you just read, not in their entirety, but for example, Cole Banwart was not listed in the depth chart that was released publicly today. But Kirk says he is in the two deep at an offensive line position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kirk saluting the work of the strength and conditioning folks as well, and very thankful that the Big Ten has moved forth and allowed everyone to have the opportunity to have a football season. So saying all the right things, checking all the boxes right now. is Kirk down there. And again, hoping to talk with Jeff Johnson of the Gazette coming up in about, well, whenever Kirk is done. Kirk believes in brevity, right?
Yes, he does. Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll see if we can have JJ on and talk a little bit with him about what has transpired over the last 3 days. So we will get to that coming up in just a little bit. Get to your texts as well and phone calls at 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in, again, that's 319-366-1600. We've got golf in Vegas. The fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, just outside of Las Vegas. They used to have a PGA event just off the strip.
Isn't that a five-day event or something like that? I could be mixing that up with something else.
It started off at one of the courses basically in the city limits. Then it went to a course outside, and it did go to a five-day event. Now it's back to a four-day event at a TPC-run course. But good field, by far the best field so far in the new season. Led by U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau, who shot a 9-under par 62 today.
Yeah, the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open being played out in Las Vegas. And as you mentioned, Bryson DeChambeau finishes with a 9-under par 62, one clear of Austin Cook and Harold Varner. Cedar Rapide and Zach Johnson playing very, very well. 6-under par 65 today for Zach. He's in a tie for 8th place right now. So Zach Johnson off to a very good start in this tournament. Can he hang with Bryson DeChambeau? We shall see.
Right now, I'm not sure anybody can hang with Bryson DeChambeau. On the front nine today, he made 5 consecutive birdies, and they were all from within 5 feet. He was just throwing darts in there.
This is not a difficult venue when you compare PGA courses. They're going to go low. Maybe not 9-under every day, but it's a gettable golf course.
Winning score is going to be about 20-under, if not more than that, if Bryson gets going even more. And it's amazing that we, of course, those of us who follow golf remember 20 years ago how everything had to be tiger-proofed. And that doesn't seem like that long ago. And now there's talk of everything needs to be Bryson-proofed. Bryson-proofed? Yes. Doesn't have the same ring to it, but Bryson-proofed. And that is that, you know, he just tees it up, swings as hard as he can, but you know what? He hits it straight.
He does, and he's got a very good short game. I mean, you can hit it as long as you want, but unless you hit it, you know, approaches in proximity and make putts, you're not going to shoot 9-under par 62. So he's got everything going right now.
Yeah, he does. 319-366-1600 at 322. We'll get you a Bowling Night in America wrap, but we will be sure to get you that coming up toward the back half of the program as well. We will also try, as we mentioned, to get in Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We do have Major League Baseball. As we mentioned, Atlanta is trying to just pummel the Miami Marlins right now, 7-0, and they've got 2 on in the top of the 6th inning against the Marlins. Surprised that the Marlins are not even putting up a fight. They're playing patty cake in this one, basically. Oakland with a 3-0 lead over Houston right now. That is in the middle of the 3rd inning as the Athletics trying to stay alive against the Houston Astros. So we'll see how that plays out. And then tonight it'll be Tampa trying to close out the New York Yankees.
Go Rays.
Tonight. And I think most of America is with you with that, except for television executives all over the place who are just can't wait to sink their teeth into a possible Tampa Bay Oakland American League division or a championship series to go along with. They will get Dodgers Atlanta, though, in the National League. So at least it looks that way right now. But you can't push the Padres to the side, I guess, quite yet anyway. But we'll see.
Cyclone Tim weighing in on our text line, which is 319-366-1600. Tim says, I had a lot of my Hawkeye friends say how much they miss Hawkeye football, but are glad to see the Cyclones play at the moment. So I'm glad the Hawkeyes are going to play soon. I believe that.
I'm trying to figure out how to read into that.
No, I don't think there's any malice or anything there by Cyclone Tim. I think it's a fact.
I think people just want to see football.
Sitting back and watching Iowa State, now what, entering its fourth game this weekend? Why not us?
Well, it'll be soon. You hope. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed anyway. Texas Tech and Iowa State comes up on Saturday, 12:30, the pregame, 1600 a.m., along with 102.3 FM. I'm sorry. I'm watching lack of fundamentals go on again in Major League Baseball. But, you know, play 922 summer games, but make sure there's no practice. As Matt Olson just drops a pop fly in the outfield because he was kind of dogging it to it. Anyway, my soapbox, I am done. Or was I wrong about that?
No. It wasn't an easy play. It was an over-the-shoulder type situation, but did seem to dog it a little bit.
Get out there, find a spot, turn around, catch the ball.
Well, where's the outfielder?
He was coming in, jogging as well. Matt, the Michigan fan, go ahead.
No, Matt, weighing in on the text line, I believe Atlanta's pitching has only given up 5 runs total in the playoffs so far, and that's including a 13-inning game or whatever it was.
Against the Reds to open things up. I believe Matt is right. I wouldn't even have said 5 so far, but I think the Marlins did get 5 in the first game of this series, so don't quote me on that. Is it Matt, the Michigan and Atlanta Brave fan now?
Or is he just be observant?
Just stating a fact. Yeah. Their Braves are under the radar right now. Very much under the radars. We'll see. Also have some college football time changes due to Hurricane Delta. Is that correct?
Correct.
And the Southeastern Conference moving some games around. A potential game that we will have for you on Saturday night has been pushed back a little bit. That would be Alabama and Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban going at it, which is always a lot of fun. And that has been pushed back an hour and a half on Saturday night. LSU-Missouri game has been moved from Baton Rouge to Columbia, and that will be an earlier start. That's going to be an 11 o'clock start. LSU will still be designated as the home team in that particular game. So for whatever it's worth, there you go. Matt weighs in, Michigan, and childhood Chipper Jones fan.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those out there.
The pitching staff of the 1990s and TBS, of course, America's team. Larry Jones, by the way. Larry Chipper Jones.
No, Turner got a lot of folks indoctrinated with the with the Braves. I mean, they were on every night, much like the Cubs were on WGN every night or every day, whatever the case might have been. And you can't help but when you tune into a baseball game and you know, I can see why people became Braves fans because of that.
True. Yeah, very true. 319-366-1600. As we're going to take a break, come back, and have more as far as your questions from the text line. Hoping to get caught up with Jeff Johnson. We'll keep you updated on Zach Johnson and a whole lot more. It is a gym class coming your way right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Hey, guys, it's officially fall, and Vernon Village True Value has you covered.
Yeah, Jim, like a master mechanic tape measure for only $10.99. That's savings of $9.99. Or pick up a leaf rake. They're just $6.99 each.
You know it, Hal. And 1 gallon jugs of Rain-X windshield washer are 2 for $7 right now.
For your yard, house, and car, you know where to go this fall. Right, audience?
Yeah.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Everyone can feel the impact of a breast cancer diagnosis. So if you or someone you care about needs financial help related to breast cancer, get details about qualifying for assistance through the Especially for You Fund.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Not many places can say this, but at Fairfax State Savings Bank, it's the 20s again. They welcomed their first customer way back in 1924. Things were a little different then, like cars and how much you could buy with a shiny new nickel. But since that first day, one thing hasn't changed. It's the way Fairfax State Savings Bank has proudly helped this community survive and thrive. They are the bank here. Stop in or visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As a property owner, you think you should be able to do it all. But even you could use some help. That's what EPM Iowa Property Management does. At EPM, every property matters, whether you own a large apartment complex or a one-bedroom house rental. EPM Iowa keeps your tenants happy and maintains your properties so you get the investment returns you're hoping for, plus more time to spend with family, find other investments, or just get a peaceful night's sleep. Let EPM Iowa manage your rental property. Get to know them at epmiowa.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
A new rivalry is renewed this Friday night at 106.3 FM. Join Miles Klotz and Gary Fickell Friday at 7 on 106.3 FM as Iowa City Liberty takes on Iowa City High. The Lightning and Little Hawks both got back on the field last Friday and are each looking for a win in this new trophy game. That's NBC High School Football, Iowa City Liberty and Iowa City High. Friday night starting at 7 on 106.3 FM, KGYM. Back with you on the gym class at 3:30 here in KGYM. Hoping to get caught up a little bit with Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. He is still down in Iowa City as Kirk Ferentz now meeting with the media. And if we don't get Jeff for today, we'll certainly try to lasso him for next week as the playoffs start to get underway. Speaking of playoffs, let's get to this first of all. A couple of texts coming in. 6429. Yes, LSU is still going to whip Mizzou no matter where it's played. Probably. Mizzou. How'd you like to be Missouri? You're starting off with Alabama at Tennessee and at LSU. That's not fun at all for your season. More on that in a moment. Also, a very interesting question from 6665 on the text line. I'm curious about the bowl season. Will there be bowl games, and how will that work out with some of the Power 5 games playing, Power 5 teams, I believe they say, playing 10 or less games? Will they take sub 500 Power 5 teams? Just wondering if anything is out there in regards to the bowl season. Yes, there is. We've already had the cancellation of two of the lesser bowl games, the Bahamas Bowl and the Hawaii Bowl. Not played on the mainland, but they are done for this year, and they are planning to come back in 2021. So they made the announcement, the NCAA did several weeks ago, Mark, that this year's, it's basically a bowl bonanza. You don't have to be 500 to go to a bowl game this year. They could take a team that's 3-7 if they wanted to, if they're going to bring fans, because that's how the coffers get taken care of as far as many different venues and aspects as far as teams, conferences, the NCAA, and what have you. So to answer your question, I don't know who's going to bowl games.
My best recommendation would be stay tuned. The Rose Bowl parade was called off some time ago.
Yes.
And, everybody loves to see the Rose Bowl. We'll see. I mean, stay tuned is my best advice.
Yeah, there's nothing set in stone out there as far as things. And thank you, Cyclone Tim. He says, yes, I'm being sincere. Mm-hmm. Iowa and Iowa State, it's got Iowa in the name. Everybody should, unless they're playing one another, should be rooting for their school in the state, correct? Am I right with this? Should be, but that doesn't always happen.
Should be, yeah.
319-366-1600. Kirk is still at the podium. So, again, we'll try to see if we can get Jeff Johnson on. By the way, I am now, after a day and a half, completely sick and tired of the Twitter, how it started, how it's going, things on there. Can
In
I say
regards
that?
To
everybody?
Oh, yeah.
It's the trend in Twitter. Thanks for the updates.
I've kind of taken a recess, except for things related to the show and the station. I'm taking a recess.
You're on a recess right now. I was on a recess for a while, and I may be on a recess again. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Kirk talks about the quality of the coaching staff and how they have responded to everything that has happened over the summer. Kirk speaking right now to members of the media down in Iowa City, and audio from assistant coaches earlier on. We'll be coming up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock with Todd and Alex on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
We've got a National Football League game tonight. The Tampa Bay Bucks and the Chicago Bears square off. Just coming down, NFL news related to the Iowa Hawkeyes, Geno Stone, the defensive back out of Iowa, practiced with the Ravens this morning and was waived just a few minutes ago. So we'll see if Geno is picked up by anybody, perhaps signed to the practice squad. Who knows? The guy can play. I think he'll have another opportunity in the NFL.
I hope so. I hope so anyway. This week, as we mentioned, tomorrow night, we've got a pair of high school football games for you. And we'll have on 107.5 FM, Cedar Rapids, Washington, at Cedar Rapids Prairie. A lot of implications for that. We'll talk about that in a moment. 106.3 FM, the brand new trophy game between Liberty and City from Frank Bates Field down on the east side of Iowa City. Miles and Gary will have that one. Finally, we knew this and it broke last week, but we now know a few more details here. But the Iowa High School Athletic Association has just released what they are going to do and how the playoffs are going to proceed. The pods are going to proceed this year. 3 2-round pods. The first and second round pod assignments are going to be announced this Saturday at 12 noon. The third round and quarterfinal pods will then be released at noon on Saturday, October the 24th. And then the semifinal and final pairings will be released following the games on Friday night, November the 6th. There will not be a traditional back bracket release coming up Saturday early at about 2 or 3 o'clock or 1 o'clock or whatever the case may be. So go to bed this Friday. You don't need to stay up. It will be Saturday at 12 noon.
We both remember the days when, it was 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes. And with all the calculations that had to be done. You beat a winning team. You beat a winning team in another class. You get so many points, so on and so forth. I always leaned on Mike Henderson, the late Mike Henderson, who was a stats genius. He was with the girls' union, but he often helped with the playoffs on the boys' side. And he'd have it doped out darn near perfect every year. But I and others relied on him greatly. Of course, it's a different system now. And, the releases of the pairings in the middle of the night not going to happen. As you mentioned, the pods at least will be noon on Saturday. At least that's the hope of the association.
Other things that came out from the association today, and this due to, as they put it, the uncertainty in participation and scheduling created by COVID-19, 4 points of emphasis for all classifications. Number one, all teams need to be eligible to participate by the Friday of the first round. That is October the 16th. This includes teams with first round byes as well. That's pretty important right there. B, games will be played on the Friday's schedule. They will not be delayed due to COVID-19 related issues at a school. So there is no pushing games back to Saturday. They're going to be played on Friday night. And if you can't play on Friday night, you will not play and you will forfeit. C, once pod assignments are released, teams forced to suspend their seasons will submit a no contest and their opponents will be advanced to the next round. And finally, D, if a team wins and is forced to suspend their season prior to the next round, their upcoming opponent will be advanced to the next round. The team they defeated will remain eliminated from the postseason. It means that if you lose and your team that you lost to cannot play the next round, that doesn't mean you go on. It just means that the next team will get a bye into the next round. Speaking of byes, with the Des Moines Public Schools, the four out of the five that are in Class 4A, that puts it down to 36. And there, it has already been pretty much widely determined that there will only be four Class 4A games a week from this Friday night in that first round. The rest of Class 4A, which would be, let's see, do my quick math here, 28 teams, will have byes on that first night. So the vast majority of Class 4A will not be playing on that first Friday night of the playoffs.
Yeah, and it was previously announced that teams that get eliminated in the first round can pick up another game, but only if that school had not played the maximum seven games that were outlined. In other words, the Iowa City schools would fall into that category, the Des Moines schools, Ames, what have you. Any team that did not play a full seven has the opportunity, should it lose in the first round, to pick up another game. We'll see how many schools take advantage of that. I think a majority of teams got seven games in during the regular season. And of course, we'll play an eighth in the playoffs. So there is an opportunity there for teams. And as we heard from Aaron Stecker, Kennedy Athletic Director, yesterday, that I believe freshman teams will take advantage of that because many of those teams only got three or four games in.
True.
So,
yeah, very true.
We'll follow that as well.
Yeah, and it's going to be much like we talked about earlier. It will be very fluid as far as things are concerned with that, and remains to be seen. Hopefully all the teams can continue to play and we don't have something like we had. And in baseball, it was a totally different animal, obviously. It's like comparing apples and oranges, but you do recall, you go back to Class 4A, the number one team in the state could not play in the postseason due to COVID. Not saying that they would have won, but West Des Moines Dowling did not get a chance to even get into there, into the playoffs. And going to be interesting. Going to be interesting to see how this all plays out as far as the playoffs are concerned. So noon on Saturday. Noon on Saturday will be when all the pods come out for the first and second round. And it's not going to be complete pods as well. Some will have two teams, perhaps. A lot of them will have four in the lesser, like 2A, 1A, A, and 8-man. 3A will have some byes in the first round. They may have some pods that only have three teams. Somebody might get a bye. And it's you'll need a scorecard, as they say. As they say.
And this is a one-year thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 319-366-1600. As we continue on with the gym class, we'll take a break, come back at 342. Have more for you coming up after this.
Time to refresh your space? Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help with impeccable, well-born cabinetry. The Alexander design team respects and can work with any budget. And in addition to stunning kitchens, they also create home offices, mudrooms, laundry rooms, bathrooms, even living rooms with built-ins. Design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4344 120th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
We at St. Andrews thank all you golfers for your business this difficult year. We've diligently followed the governor's protocol for golf carts, the course, and the clubhouse. We hope you appreciate our efforts as much as we appreciate your business. And special kudos to all the moms and dads who bring their kids to golf. Stay safe. St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best networks, same as big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, for up to 50% less than the big carriers. No contract, full coverage, 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Geico presents Monster Counseling. Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right? Making sure you have no holes in your defense. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. And you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G. No contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Okay, so, did you see that game the other day? The refs, right? I mean, come on. They were totally out to get us. That always happens to our team. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The United States Postal Service has been around since 1775, and since then, you can rely on the Postal Service to make sure what matters to you gets to your mailbox. You'd think you couldn't improve on that. But now, with Informed Delivery Notifications, you'll know when those important packages and letters are coming to your mailbox, with an email every morning telling you what's on the way. It's the reliability of the United States Postal Service matched with the technology of today. It's time to get peace of mind. Sign up now for free at informeddelivery.com. Informed Delivery. If it's in the mail, it's in your email.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
We are back at 3:46, right on the button here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes. We'll have a Bowling Night in America wrap up for you coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to go ahead and postpone Jeff Johnson until next week. He says the coaches are long-winded today.
You know, this thing started around noon, didn't it? The parade of coaches?
It's a cavalcade of coaching folks.
We're going on 4 o'clock.
That's a long time. That's a long time. But we'll get Jeff on next week, talk a little bit about Iowa and a little bit about the first week of the high school football playoffs. So we'll do that coming up for you. And, again, we've got a couple of games to close out the regular season tomorrow night for you right here on KGYM. We'll have that final scoreboard show coming up as well tomorrow night of the regular season after the games are completed.
97-65 on the text line in regards to my comments about Mike Henderson. He said, going back to Mike of the Girls Union, that man was the internet before the internet.
Yeah, and yes, bless his soul. And Mike Henderson was an institution. Mike used to do not only the stats for the Girls High School Athletic Union, he did the you can go back to YouTube videos that the Girls Union have of the old championship games. They're peppered all over the place. I think they got most of them, as a matter of fact. He was the color commentator. Anyway, I talk like that. But it was great. If you could stump Mike on a question, first of all, you couldn't do it, but if those rare occasions, he would take it as a direct challenge, and within 10 minutes, usually, you had a phone call back. We had phones back then, everyone. Not ones that you held in your hand or you're put in your pocket or whatever. He would call you on the rotary phone and give you the correct answer. And whether it was the Girls Union or the Boys Association, and he'd always... he would live for 2 weeks up at the media room at Vets Auditorium behind the ruptured duck.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who went to Vets remembers the ruptured duck, the which was what the name of the concession area was at Vets Auditorium in Des Moines in the day.
Well, if you remember Stump the Schwab.
He was Schwab.
He was Iowa's Schwab.
Yep.
There's no question about it. And that's a comparison I can make if you're not familiar with Mike Henderson. But, yeah, he took it as a challenge to find out some information. If he didn't know right off, and most times he did, but if he didn't, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. 319-366-1600, and we've got NFL football tonight. The Chicago Bears in action against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Soldier Field in Chicago. Should be a beautiful night for football in the Windy City. We've got it for you at 7 o'clock on 107.5, the Jim OT, along with 106.3 FM. That'll be coming up a little bit later on this evening. Bears fans, what do you think? You got a shot out there. Tampa comes in red hot. Tom Brady off a 5-touchdown game. And the Bears probably can't have a shootout tonight with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And Tristan Wirfs will get a chance to see him tonight, too, which is great.
Yeah, Wirfs has been graded very, very high among all offensive linemen. And he's playing right tackle for the Tampa Bay Bucs. You'll have a chance to watch him tonight. But I'll be interested to see if Brady can keep it up. He was brilliant last week with, as you mentioned, 5 touchdown passes. And then the Bears quarterback situation, which is really a situation. Mitch Trubisky bench. Nick Foles comes in 2 weeks ago and led the Bears to a victory, but struggled last week.
He did struggle last week. And is it just a situation where, I mean, you can't do a start one guy and pull another guy. We've learned that from Washington. By the way, Justin Herbert now today, while we've been on the air, Anthony Lynn, the Chargers coach, has named him the permanent starter. Tyrod Taylor is now out as the starting quarterback as far as the L.A. Chargers are concerned. And Herbert's, the rookie out of Oregon, is now going to be taking over, and he's had a couple of good games under his belt. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes. 319-366-1600. Bears fans, what do you think? And do you go back to can you go back to Mitch Trubisky if needed? If Foles comes out tonight, Tampa goes up 21-0, you're mad. The rest of the Bears people are mad. Can you go back to Trubisky?
I hope we don't have to cross that bridge. Part of the Bears' problem last week is they couldn't run the football. And if you don't have a complimentary running game, it makes it very difficult to put up points. And the Bears aren't putting up points. Like Tampa, the Bears are 3-1. You have to feel good about that. But if you watched any or all of their games, it could be 0-4 pretty easily. They won some tight games, and I guess you need to do that in the National Football League, but this is a very, very tough test tonight.
It will be a tough test indeed, but it's not undoable. Bears defense will keep them in the game. We can only hope. Who knows? It's a Thursday night, so only the NFL and the shadow knows what uniforms are going to trot out tonight.
Mm. I like the orange ones.
Yeah, it won't be the orange ones because the Bears wore those last weekend. But I'm hoping for the all-pewter look from the Buccaneers again, but they wore those last weekend. So we missed out on something. So that makes me even a little bit more leery of what we may be looking at tonight at Soldier Field.
John on the text line in regards to tonight's game, I think Chuck Pagano needs to be more aggressive on defense. That defense doesn't look exciting anymore since Vic Fangio left.
Since he did. Yeah, I would agree. I would agree a little bit as far as that. But Fangio was terrific. He was terrific. I think he may be more of a defensive coordinator guy instead of an offensive, or I should say a head coach guy, but we'll see how things go as far as the Broncos are concerned. 353, the Astros have said, not so fast, my friend, in their best Lee Corso impression. Bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-run home run. I believe Brantley hit that. And the Astros have pulled within 3-2, and they have the tying run at first base in the bottom of the fourth inning as the Astros look to put away the Oakland A's, leading that series 2-1. It is pretty much a foregone conclusion that the Braves are going to be in the National League Championship Series. They are going to the eighth with a 7-0 lead and up 2-0 over Miami. Of course, we got the Yankees, Tampa, and the Dodgers and the Padres coming up tonight starting at 6 o'clock, starting off in all four, and then at 7 o'clock, 107.5, 106.3 FM, you will break away for the Bears game against the Tampa Bay Bucks coming up this evening.
Kirk Ferentz concluding the parade of Iowa football coaches meeting the media today, still talking, and one of his most recent comments was that there was a plan to have a public memorial at Kinnick Stadium in April for Hayden Fry. But you know what came along before April, but that didn't happen because of COVID. So interesting there.
Yeah. Cyclone Tim does not care who is in the World Series, just not Houston. 1345. I'm not sure if this is because of a bear situation or a fantasy situation. Hopefully David Montgomery has a big game tonight. That would help.
That would help immensely.
That would help the quarterback situation out there. All right, our final break. We'll come back, update you what happened on the lanes last night at Bowling Night in America after this.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Advanced Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's time for Straight Talk, just like football. You want the best coverage with your wireless network without your wallet taking a hit? Straight Talk Wireless gives you the same nationwide coverage as the big carriers, America's best networks, for up to 50% less. Just $45 a month for 25 gigs of high-speed data than 2G with an unlimited plan. No contract, no mystery fees. Don't get sidelined by weak protection. Get Straight Talk Wireless. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You know that sound? When a crowd of fans suddenly goes quiet? This November, your vote is your voice. 39% of eligible voters did not vote in the last presidential election. This election is your chance to be heard and decide who represents you. Raise your voice, sports fans. Register to vote. National Vote Early Day is October 24th. For more information, visit IamAVoter.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with you on the Gym Class in KGYM, Carlos Correa, who has been white hot during the playoffs, has just launched a three-run dinger, and the Astros have taken the lead over the Oakland A's. He hit a high hanger a long way and knew it right away. The guys knew it right away. Maybe it was because I wasn't there and you weren't there, but we've got a Bowling Night in America wrap-up. It is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, your home of Bowling Night in America. And for the first time in 2020, it was a successful one.
You might have to change the name of the Rusty Nails to the Killer Bees. We had Bruner.
First time.
And Bobby Davidson in the lineup along with Jason Cole. A good night. If you've listened to this segment, you know it's a 30-point system now with match play involved and this and that. The Rusty Nails win 25.5 to 4.5. I told you a couple weeks ago, you just need to have string some of these weeks together. We've climbed out of last place.
Out of last.
That's progress. But a great night for the guys led by Jeff Bruner, 676 for Jeff, and Bobby Davidson with a 652. I think Rod Bruner had a 600.
And, healthy six, yeah.
And a very good night, and I'm sure sales of a certain brand of beer were very good last night with the Bruners in the lineup. Marcus Mitz.
Chief
go
fan.
Chiefs. Go Chiefs.
Go Braves. He's also a Braves fan.
279 and a 791 series for Marcus. He had the top two games in the league last night. 279, 267. Good work there, Marcus. And, again, I'm sure it was with heavy hearts. There's so many people knew Verge Servany out there. And Verge, of course, passed a few days ago. And I'm sure they had a moment for him.
I'm sure they did. Durline coming up next week. That'll be harder. All right, stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next on KGYM. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.